Shalom, Shaul Dog here for the Yeshuan Radio Network. I would like to introduce you to some of our homegrown teachers and hosts who are featured on this network. We have Shoshana Swan with Chavra. We have Pastor Jim Morgan with the Out of Babylon radio program. Also, the new Oyen Town with your hosts, Christopher Fredrickson and J.J. Rocks. We also have Paul Neeson with the Torah Life Show. And then there's yours truly with the Messianic Jewish Moment. All kinds of different styles and teachings for every learning level. New lessons are added weekly, so be sure to keep coming back. And we thank you for listening to the Yeshuan Radio Network, where people can be delivered and not deceived.
About who is under Torah, or better spoken in current terms, who would benefit from living by Torah and the precepts and concepts presented. A web definition of foreigner is this. It's a noun. A person born in or coming from a country other than one's own, or a person not belonging to a particular place or group, a stranger or outsider. Now, we're going to explore just what a stranger or outsider is and how they lived in Israel's time. Thus, by understanding what the foreigner was to do, perhaps we non-Israelites can benefit from the blessings, rulings, laws, and mitzvot of our Creator. There isn't a Christian out there that doesn't believe Yehovah created the earth and all that is in it with His Word. Without getting into too much depth, I'll assert that along with His Word, being the spoken Word, it is also with Yeshua, the Word, as stated in John 1. Since everyone, and I put that in quotations, believes in Genesis 1, 1 and 2, why don't they believe in John 1, 1? There's some food for thought. Time and again, when Yehovah produces blessings and curses, He ends the statement with, I am Yehovah. As in, I, Yehovah, have the first and last word. What I say is final. What I say goes. Starting in Leviticus chapter 25, let's see a little known fact about Israel herself. Verse 18. Rather, you are to keep my regulations and rulings and act accordingly. If you do, you will live securely in the land. The land will yield its produce. You will eat until you have enough, and you will live there securely. If you ask, if we aren't allowed to sow seed or harvest what our land produces, what are we going to eat the seventh year? Then I will order my blessing on you during the sixth year so that the land brings forth enough produce for all 3 years. The eighth year you will sow seed, but eat the old stored produce until the ninth year. That is, until the produce of the eighth year comes in, you will eat the old stored food. The land is not to be sold in perpetuity. Because the land belongs to me. You are only foreigners and temporary residents with me. What? Did we hear that correctly? Israel is only foreigners and temporary residents with Yehovah themselves? This can put a twist on things. However, it does put Yehovah's laws, rulings, and mitzvot into perspective, don't you think? Okay, on to what was expected of the foreigners within Israel throughout Mosaic history. Leviticus 17:1. Yehovah said to Moshe, "Speak to Aharon and his sons and to all the people of Israel. Tell them that this is what Yehovah has ordered. When someone from the community of Israel slaughters an ox, lamb, or goat inside or outside the camp without bringing it to the entrance of the tent of meeting to present it as an offering to Yehovah before the tabernacle of Yehovah, he is to be charged with blood. He has shed blood, and that person is to be cut off from his people. The reason for this is so that the people of Israel will bring their sacrifices that they sacrifice out in the field, so that they will bring them to Yehovah, to the entrance of the tent of meeting, to the Kohen, and sacrifice them as peace offerings to Yehovah. The Kohen will splash the blood against the altar of Yehovah at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and make the fat go up in smoke as a pleasing aroma for Yehovah." And I'm going to assert here as we're reading, always note what these pleasing aromas are and what they represent. Key words throughout Scripture. Continuing, verse 7. "No longer will they offer sacrifices to the goat demons before whom they prostitute themselves. This is a permanent regulation for them through all their generations. Also tell them, when someone from the community of Israel or one of the foreigners living with you offers a burnt offering or sacrifice without bringing it to the entrance of the tent of meeting to sacrifice it to Yehovah, that person is to be cut off from his people. Verse 10. When someone from the community of Israel or one of the foreigners living with you eats any kind of blood, I will set myself against that person who eats blood and cut him off from his people. For the life of the creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for yourselves. For it is the blood that makes the atonement because of the life." Ooh, the life. It didn't say life, it said the life. "This is why I told the people of Israel, none of you is to eat blood, nor is any foreigner living with you to eat blood. When someone from the community of Israel or one of the foreigners living with you hunts and catches game, whether animal or bird that may be eaten, he is to pour out its blood and cover it with the earth. For the life of every creature, its blood is its life. Therefore, I said to the people of Israel, you are not to eat the blood of any creature, because the life of every creature is its blood. Whoever eats it will be cut off. Anyone eating an animal that dies naturally or is torn to death by wild animals, whether he is a citizen or a foreigner, is to wash his clothes and bathe himself in water. He will be unclean until evening, then he will be clean. But if he doesn't wash them or bathe his body, he will bear the consequences of his wrongdoing." Now I'm going to emphasize again, verse 15 said, whether he's a citizen or a foreigner. Verse 16 ends with, he will bear the consequences of his wrongdoing. Heavy words. Four times in this chapter alone, and we'll cover others, is the command that everyone abide by these commands. What occurs to me as I contemplate is this: we, right now, in the United States of America, are merely living with Israel. Think on that for a bit. Continuing on to Leviticus 19:34. "Keep my Shabbat and revere my sanctuary. I am Yehovah. Do not turn to spirit mediums or sorcerers. Don't seek them out to be defiled by them. I am Yehovah, your God. Stand up in the presence of a person with gray hair. Show respect for the old. You are to fear your God. I am Yehovah. If a foreigner stays with you in your land, do not do him wrong. Rather, treat the foreigner staying with you like the native born among you. You are to love him as yourself, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. I am Yehovah your God. Don't be dishonest when measuring length, weight, or capacity. Rather, use an honest, balanced scale, honest weights, an honest bushel dry measure, an honest gallon liquid measure. I am Yehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Observe all my regulations and rulings and do them. I am Yehovah. Yeshua stated Leviticus 19:34 is one of the most important mitzvot to the rich young ruler. Taking this command in context certainly states more than what's realized by simply taking Yeshua's words at face value, as most do by ignoring the Tanakh and using the New Testament alone for any belief system. Understanding that the neighbors are to be loved as ourselves, and ourselves in this chapter of Leviticus refers to a native-born Israelite, and a native-born Israelite loved themselves enough to keep the laws, rulings, and mitzvot because they heard Moshe speak these words in Deuteronomy 30:19. I call on heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have presented you with life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life so that you will live, you and your descendants. It would then stand to reason that loving the foreigners, or neighbors as translated from the Greek, would include showing the neighbors the best life possible. After all, we always want the best for anyone in our lives. If you knew that you could grow the most perfect tomato, and assuming your neighbors like planting and growing tomatoes, wouldn't you be excited to show them your success so that they too could have the success you have had? Continuing on to what was expected of the foreigners, Leviticus 20, verse 1. Yehovah said to Moshe, say to the people of Israel, if someone from the people of Israel or one of the foreigners living in Israel sacrifices one of his children to Molech, he must be put to death, and the people of the land are to stone him to death. I, too, will set myself against him, not just an Israelite, but a foreigner, and cut him off from his people, because he has sacrificed his child to Molech, defiling my sanctuary and profaning my holy name. If the people of the land look the other way when that man sacrifices his child to Molech and fail to put him to death, then I will set myself against him, his family, and everyone who follows him to go fornicating after Molech and cut them off from their people. The person who turns to spirit mediums and sorcerers to go fornicating after them, I will set myself against him and cut him off from his people. Yehovah set against you. Sobering words. Verse 7. Therefore, consecrate yourselves. You people must be holy, because I am Yehovah your God. Observe my regulations and obey them. I am Yehovah, who sets you apart to be holy. A person who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Having cursed his father or his mother, his blood is on him. If one of the foreigners does one of these things, Yehovah will set himself against him and his family. This particular piece is addressing the cultic practices of idolatry, or worshiping another god, but by not obeying these precepts is in fact worshiping another god, because by definition, doing nothing, one has made the decision to ignore what is plainly stated in Yehovah's own words. Don't forget this, Exodus 33:11. Yehovah would speak to Moshe face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Then he would return to the camp, but the young man who was his assistant, Yehoshua, the son of Nun, never left the inside of the tent. So we know that these words that Moses has written down are Yehovah's own words. Deuteronomy 10:12. So now, Israel, all that Yehovah your God asks from you is to fear Yehovah your God, follow all his ways, love him, and serve Yehovah your God with all your heart and all your being. To obey, for your own good, the mitzvot and regulations of Yehovah which I am giving you today. See, the sky, the heaven beyond the sky, the earth and everything on it belong to Yehovah your God. Only Yehovah took enough pleasure in your ancestors to love them and choose their descendants after them, yourselves, above all peoples, as he still does today. Today. Deuteronomy 10:15, that says, today. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and don't be stiff-necked any longer. For Yehovah your God is a God of gods, and the Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awesome God, who has no favorites and accepts no bribes. He secures justice for the orphan and the widow. He loves the foreigner. Who? The foreigner? Giving him food and clothing. Therefore you are to love the foreigner, since you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You are to fear Yehovah your God, serve him, cling to him, and swear by his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which you have seen with your own eyes. Your ancestors went down into Egypt with only 70 people, but now Yehovah your God has made your numbers as many as the stars in the sky. This is a loaded piece of scripture. Not only does he have no favorites, he accepts no bribes. How many times have we seen in movies, God, if only you will, insert situation here, I will never, insert vow here. I shiver when I hear these words. First off, it's a specific bribe. Second, by the very action of saying those words, the person knows they haven't followed the rulings, laws, and mitzvot. It appears to be instinctively known. Ever notice that? And third, the words of Yeshua echo in my head. Matthew 5:33. Again, you have heard that our fathers were told, do not break your oath and keep your vows to Yehovah. But I tell you not to swear at all, not by heaven, because it is God's throne, written in Isaiah 66:1. Not by the earth, because it is his footstool, and not by Yerushalayim, because it is the city of the great king. And don't swear by your head, because you can't make a single hair white or black. Just let your yes be a simple yes and your no be a simple no. No. Anything more than this has its origin in evil. Note verse 22 of Deuteronomy 10 mentions the number 70. Think about how many times that particular number comes up in discipleship, leadership, prophecy. Deuteronomy 16:10 includes the foreigners in the feast. This particular reference is Shavuot, but we all know there's more. You are to observe the festival of Shavuot, or weeks, for Yehovah your God with a voluntary offering which you are to give in accordance with the degree to which Yehovah your God has prospered you. You are to rejoice in the presence of Yehovah your God, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female slaves, the Levi'im or Levites living in your towns, and the foreigners, orphans, and widows among you, in the place where Yehovah your God will choose to have his name live. Remember that you were a slave in Egypt. Then you will keep and obey these laws. And as a side note, as one has a chance to participate in some of the larger organizational gatherings, you may hear this scripture referred to as they are making a call for the offerings. They are not to show up before Yehovah empty-handed, but every man is to give what he can in accordance with the blessing Yehovah your God has given you. Deuteronomy 16:16. I've always wondered where that scripture was, and here I found it. Now, more foreigners in scripture are found in Deuteronomy 31:9. Then Moshe wrote down this Torah and gave it to the Kohanim, the descendants of Levi, who carried the ark with the covenant of Yehovah, and to all the leaders of Israel. Moshe gave them these orders. At the end of every 7 years, during the festival of Sukkot, in the year of Shemitah, when all Israel will have come to appear in the presence of Yehovah at the place he will choose, you are to read this Torah before all Israel so they can hear it. Assemble the people, the men, the women, the little ones, and the foreigners you have in your towns, so that they can hear, learn, fear Yehovah your God, and take care to obey all the words of this Torah, so that their children, who have not known, can hear and learn to fear Yehovah your God. For as long as you live in the land, you are crossing the Jordan to possess. So it's not hard to understand that the Torah of Moshe is for all who wish to become children of God. Scripture attests to this fact as well. Deuteronomy 30:11. For this mitzvah which I am giving you today is not too hard for you. It's not beyond your reach. It isn't in the sky so that you need to ask, who will go up into the sky for us and bring it to us and make us hear it so that we can obey it? Likewise, it isn't beyond the sea, so that you need to ask, who will cross the sea for us, bring it to us and make us hear it so that we can obey it? On the contrary, the word is very close to you, in your mouth, even in your heart. Therefore, You can do it. Ivareka Yehovah Vaishmareka. Yer Yehovah Panafaleka Vikuneka. Yisa Yehovah Panafaleka Vyasem Laka Shalom. May Yehovah bless you and keep you. May Yehovah make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Yehovah lift his face towards you and give you peace.
Shema Israel. Submission, can you hear, O Israel? Hear, O Israel, you must hear with understanding. And yes, I'm reprimanding, so repent, be set apart. Listen with a humble heart, can you hear, O Israel? I'm calling, I will keep your foot from falling, for I am is more than able. Will you listen and be stable? Will you hear, O Israel? Hear, O Israel, set your eyes up on my mountain. There you'll find a deeper fountain where I'll give you living waters. For you are my sons and daughters. Can you hear, O Israel?
This is Pastor Jim with Passion for Truth Ministries on the Yeshuan Radio Network.